This Gemara is one of the Mekairas that a person really does not have a chiyuv to cover his head. Meaning, yarmulkes, is that something that you're mechuyev to do with the raisim, with the rabbanon? Is it a minig? Is it mitzvah chasidus? Should a bal nefesh be machmer? Like, where does this fall in the spectrum of obligations? The answer is that according to Ruba of Poiskim, all it is a midas chasidus. And there's many makairis to it, and one of the primary makairis is Kedushin Daf Chesam and Aleph, because the Gemara makes a big deal, and Rashi says in Mefurish that Rav Kahana Suda was important. Why? Because he needed to cover his head. Everyone needs it to cover their head. Vaisleis na. Vaisleis, it's only people of the caliber of Rav Kahana. And this goes in line with the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Chesam and Beis, where the Gemara said, Amr Avuna Breid Rav Yeshua, Tasi Li, I'm going to get Gvaldigo Ilam Habit. I never walked Dal and Amos Begili Rosh. You have the Gemara in the end of Shabbos Kufnun Vava Mebez with Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the astrologers. He's going to be a Ganev. Just always wear a yarmulke. What's the other option? The Teretz is Mi Ikra, then maybe an Amachuyev to wear yarmulkes. We have raid bites on this. The Inkam Mekoyim Laharach. But this Gemara tucked away is a Makar to this Inyan. Another Agav Diga thing that you see in this Gemara is Tosa asks Akasha that Rav Kahana took a suder for Pidyon HaBen. He said that even though the suder is not really worth 5 shlam, but for me it's worth 5 shlam. Why? Because I'm a gavra rabba and I need to wear a yarmulke. So it's not just the suder, it's a yarmulke. And as a result, it has more chshivas, it has more value, and he took it for Pidyon HaBen. Says Tosfos, mashma hacha, it sounds like from here, Rav Kahana hayu kai. The Rav Kahana was a kai. The Tema says Tosfos, I have a problem with this. The besoif elu ubrin, me psachim daf mem tesamad aleph, mashma doloi hayu kai. That really Rav Kahana was not a kayin. Why? Because the Gemara Vadir says that Rav Kahana, because of a maisa shahaya kachaya, had to go into Golos. And he deemed it to be a very, very big oynish. And he attributed the oynish to the fact that he had married a bas kayin, even though he wasn't a kayin. And he thought it was the wrong thing to do, because maybe a bas kayin should be matzah minas mina and should marry a kayin. And here I'm not a kayin, I'm marrying a bas kayin. So he thought that maybe that was an avlan, that's what caused them to go into Gaul. So Tosfos says, I have a stira. Over here, Kedushin Daf Chesam Ad Aleph, Rav Kahana is taking Pidyon HaBen. And over there, he's clearly saying he's not a kayin. So was he a kohen? Was he not a kohen? Tosfos says two terutzim. The first terut Tosfos says is v'yeshloim the trei Rav Kahana have. Maybe there were two Rav Kahanas. Not all Rav Kahanas are the same person. There were two Rav Kahanas. Inami yeshloim. The b'shvil ishtoi hoyo lokeach. The Rav Kahana took Pidyon HaBen. He wasn't taking Pidyon HaBen because he himself was entitled to Pidyon HaBen. But it was b'shvil ishtoi, being that his wife was a bas kohen, that gave him the right to go ahead and take Pidyon HaBen. In fact, the ashkecham beperika Zraya, you find this mefurish in a Gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph Rav Kahana Achabush Felishtai, that he took the Zraya L'chayayim and Keva because of his wife. So Enochanamid, he took Pidyon HaBen. He wasn't a Kayin, not two Rav Kahanas, but the reason he was able to do it was simply because his wife was a Bas Kayin, and the husband of a Bas Kayin, this is a huge shmooze in the Rishayim and Achrayim, is also entitled to Matnas Kuna, and that's why Rav Kahana was allowed to do what he did. Not for now, but it's just kedai to mention that Tosfos already referenced the story where Rav Kahana went into Golos. And this story is mentioned by Richos in the end of Masechtas Bava Kama. The Gemara says that Rav Kahana once killed a Moiser. And because of that, his life was in danger, and Rav told him he should go to Golos. So he said, where should I go? He said, go to Eretz Yisrael. Go to Eretz Yisrael and run to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan. What else are you going to do? And when you're there, because of the oynish that you need to get kapara for what it is that you did, I want you to listen into the shir and make believe that you don't really know what's flying. Don't ask any kashas. I mean, Rav Kahana was an oik gaharim. He was a tremendous lamdan. So Rav Kahana can come to Rabbi Yochanan shir and immediately move to the top of the class. But he told him specifically, I don't want you to do that. This was the kapara that Rav Kahana was going to get. And the Gemara tells a story that Rav Kahana went and he was there and he wasn't saying anything. And he was stuck sitting in the back of the shir and he dove into the Eibishta. Let this bezyonis that I got be mechaper for whatever bezyonis I need. And Rav Kahana felt that his prayers were answered. So he starts talking and learning, and Rabbi Yochanan is very, very impressed. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan wanted to see Rav Kahana. So we know Rabbi Yochanan couldn't see unless they had to help him. So Rav Yochanan all of a sudden looks at Rav Kahana, and he saw that Rav Kahana was laughing at him. Now, Rav Kahana wasn't really laughing at him, but Rav Kahana, just based on his physical appearance, he always looked like he was smiling. So Rabbi Yochanan thought that here, Rav Kahana, someone comes from Bavel, he's fragging up my shir, berabim, and a macht noch litzonis for me. So he was a little bit taken aback. Chalash daite, and the Gemara says Rav Kahana passed away. Rabbi Yochanan was told afterwards that, you know, Rav Kahana wasn't making litzanis from you. He always smiles. This is always the way he looks. So Rabbi Yochanan davened, and he was Mechayim Mason. Rav Kahana came back to life. So I once saw, I think from the Aderes, this is in a raid bite somewhere, but once upon a time, I saw a Davar Nifla, and that is that it could be Rav Kahana was a Kayan. Then Rav Kahana died, and Rav Kahana came back with Chias HaMesim. Pam Shnia, was he a Kayan again? Or was he not a Kayan again? It could be that second time that he came back, he wasn't a Kayan anymore. Because a Kayan is the Taich that your father's a Kayan. So someone that was born naturally through a Kayan, he's going to be a Kayan. But Rav Kahana's Madura Tinyana wasn't natural anymore. It was Alderich Nes, and because it was Alderich Nes, he no longer had a din of a Kayan. That's the Teretz to the Stira. Rav Kahana was a Kayan. Rav Kahana wasn't a Kayan. Like Gasha, he was a Kayan and he wasn't a Kayan. How's that possible? Rav Kahana, before the Tchias HaMesim, was a Kayan. But then afterwards, when he came back, he kept the name Kahana. But he wasn't a Kayan anymore. And because he wasn't a Kayan anymore, I call Yavayel Mekayvay Bashalim.